Jesus had sent a couple of us on ahead and to a man's house and to get a find a donkey and her colt. And Jesus told us to tell the man that the Lord has need of him. Brought the colt back, and Jesus sat upon the colt, and as we started to enter the city, the crowds were gathering, and they were even cutting down palm branches and taking their cloaks off and throwing in front of Jesus. They were all excited as we were there, and well, especially Jesus, to see him. They were even yelling and proclaiming, "Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord," and the crowds just kept proclaiming it. You were there. Everything couldn't have been better. Everyone seemed to know about Jesus at that time, and we thought everything was going to our plan. Jesus himself even told us the hour had come that he would be lifted up. As he would be lifted up, he would draw all men unto him. We thought he was now ready to set up the kingdom. Now ready. Remember, you were there. We were all there when Jesus kept on teaching us in those few days that the stone which the builders rejected, the same would become the chief cornerstone. Remember, we were all a little confused at that, but we still thought this was the time that he was going to set up his kingdom. And here now, here we are, 7 days later, and how huddled in a house in Galilee and scared, lost. Even maybe fearing for our lives that the Romans would come and take us away as well as they did a few nights ago in the garden. I remember it well. How earlier in the evening, we were all reclining at the table. Of course, we were all planning what place of authority we would have in Jesus' new kingdom. We didn't even notice when he got up and started to wash our feet. Remember Peter? He was the one that, he's the most vocal of the group. He was the one that said, "Not my feet only, but my whole body." You were there. Then later in the garden, after his arrest, we all acted like we didn't even know him. We followed in the shadows so as not to be recognized. Remember how they did recognize Peter, though, and that little girl who called him out, and Peter denied that he even knew Jesus. Well, I guess we were all doing the same thing, whether we admitted it or not. It was awful to watch as they dragged Jesus away that night. From one leader to another, making charges up against him, and they knew it wasn't true. They even pay somebody and false witnesses to come forward and to testify against him. We knew these were lies, but we didn't do a thing. We feared if we had spoken up that maybe the Romans would drag us away, but we just watched as they spat upon him and beat him. And it was even very agonizing when we watched in horror as they scourged him. Remember? You were there. The worst thing was is when we saw the people, the same people who were saw just a few days earlier while they were shouting, "Hosanna in the highest," now we see the hate in their eyes and in their voices as they called for his crucifixion. They hung our friend, our teacher, our Lord on the cross. They drove nails into his hands and his feet, and we did nothing except watch as he hung there in agony. Remember? You were there. We were all there when Joseph of Arimathea came and asked for the body of Jesus, and Mary and the others, and even Nicodemus, helped bury Jesus in that tomb, in Joseph's tomb that night, or that day. That was it. It's all over. What we'd all hoped for and what we'd longed for, it all vanished when Jesus died. We watched as the stone, the massive stone, was rolled in front of the tomb. The Jewish leaders even convinced the Romans there that we might steal the body, and so they even had it sealed, and they placed guards in front of the tomb. And here it is, the dawning of the first day of the week, and some of the ladies, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary and Salome, they've went to the tomb to anoint the body of Jesus. The Romans, they're not going to let them in. There's no way they're going to be able to move that stone. You remember, you were there. Who is it? It's me, Mary. Let me in. What is it? They've taken him away, and we do not know where they've laid him. Taken who? Jesus. He's not here. Come and see. We had no idea what had happened. The ladies were not making any sense to us. But we ran to go and see ourselves. Peter and I took off on a run, and I outran Peter and got there first. And I looked in, and the ladies were right. The tomb was empty. All we saw was linen cloths laying there. We said to ourselves, though, could it be? Could it be that he has risen just as he said? The tomb is empty. You saw it. You were there. Dear Father in heaven, as we come at this time, thanking you and praising you for the day in which we celebrate today, and which we celebrate upon each first day of the week, Lord, your risen Lord. And as he rose from the tomb, and as we have been confirmed by eyewitnesses there, and even as we share today around this table to remember that sacrifice, how we may have been there even on his mind at Calvary there, and knowing that he was dying for each of us. And as we partake of these emblems this morning, as we remember the fruit of the vine representing his pure and precious blood, and how the bread represents his broken body, as we saw and we witnessed that. But today, Lord, as we partake of these things, we are not brokenhearted now. We're full of enjoyment, full of hope. Our despair is turned into reality that the tomb is empty. And we just ask now, as we partake of these emblems, we remember this, that we remember the sacrifice that's been paid on our behalf. For your son's name we pray.